All right, you're back inside the cave. Pat Hayes, John Roberts, joined by Chad O'Brien from Adrian High School. We're going over the seedings for this week's county tournament. And, gentlemen, let's get back at it.
All right, Chad, a lot to get through here for the boys' tournament. And again, these will be posted later today on our website and social media.
Yeah, so the just real quick, going to run down the criteria so we kind of understand, right?
Sure.
So the goal of the committee and the goal of the coaches is to make sure that we have the best kids in the county in, right, mm-hmm. first and foremost, and also to really try to make sure everybody gets represented, which generally happens just because we have such a good wrestling community in our county, right? So it's not that difficult. So some of the things that you'll see here maybe don't get seeded this way at other tournaments, but we take into consideration state placing the year before.
Sure.
To try to get, like I said, to try to get the best kids in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're going to do our best with a lot of these names. I know the vast majority of them, but you know how that goes, right?
We do our best.
We know
how that goes.
So, 106 pounds. So the one seed is Jackson Kimling from Hudson, and then two is Thomas Weigel from Blissfield. Three would be Joel Blaker from Adrian, and four is Jeremy Wines from Tecumseh. And then our alternate at 106 pound is Jensen Copeland from Addison.
Okay.
So,
and just to be clear, Chad, in the preliminary round, one wrestles four and two wrestles three.
Yeah. Yeah. So 2-3 will wrestle each other first, and then obviously 1-4. The alternate, like I told the coaches last night, is important because every year we've had to use at least one, if
sure.
not more.
Yeah.
Right. So that kid, even though he's not on the bracket as of this very moment, chances of him getting on there are still pretty high. So you got to keep them engaged and ready because
because you get weight issues or a last minute
kid gets
injury.
Hurt or,
you know,
kid's not feeling well, he's sick under
sure.
the weather.
Yep.
So our alternates are very important to make sure the tournament runs, right? So Kimling is a state placer. That's, gives him the one seed there. Coming out of Hudson, took seventh last year at 106 pounds, and I'm pretty sure he actually won this tournament last year too.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives him a
sure.
a pretty good high seed, but all really good records at this weight. Moving in, and I think it'll be a good weight. I think it'll be a good scrap down there at 106.
Okay, so, let's keep rolling.
Yep. 113. The number one seed is Zach Taylor from Clinton. Number two is Jude Roses from Blissfield. Number three is Micah Blaker from Adrian, and then four is Jacob Bird from Madison, and then number five is Trevor Ohm from Addison. So he would be the alternate again, still
right.
pretty important. Again, all very good records here. The lowest win percentage is 76%.
Wow.
So, again, it'll be a really good weight class with them, The thing that's interesting is because, you have Division II, Division III, Division IV, and you have three different conferences represented within the county, there's not that many common matches between them.
Mm-hmm.
So to use the head-to-head criteria sometimes becomes difficult because they don't see each other, right? Which is an interesting thing there, right? So jumping to 120, the number one is Chase Clark out of Hudson. Number two is Diego Orozco out of Adrian. Number three is Paul McClure out of Adrian Madison. Number four is Caden Olzalski out of Addison. And then number five is Keegan Gray out of Onstead.
Mm.
Right, so he's your alternate. A really good weight here. You have Chase Clark took fifth last year at 113 pounds in the state. And Diego Orozco from Adrian took fourth last year.
Right.
So, but they met at the Super 16, and Chase actually bested Diego there.
Yeah.
That's why he's able to get ahead of him, right, in the seeding. Paul McClure is actually 21-1.
Wow.
So he's got a very good record.
Yeah.
Coming in there. But again, the 2-3 will see each other. So
sure.
It's not worth kind of, debating that out. So, but yeah, very good. Another weight there, and you'll see this on all these weights,
sure.
right? They've all are they're all
kids who are
good.
State placers or potential right. for this year
yes.
to be a state
yeah.
placer.
Yep. 126 pounds, Nick Sorrow from Hudson, 30-1. Malachi Mosier from Adrian Madison is the 2 seed. Mike Beard from Addison is the 3 seed. Wyatt Andrews from Tecumseh is the 4 seed, And then Lee Nito from Adrian is the alternate, right? So, and Andrews beat Nito. That's how he got in over him, you know. And then looking at Mike Beard from Addison is a returning state qualifier, Malachi Mosier, and then Nick Sorrow's two-time state champ. So
and Nick was our athlete of the week here just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so he's the one seed in that bracket, right? And then 132. Is a pretty tough one also. So you have Colt Perry out of Hudson. He's just a two-time state placer. Caleb Potts from Addison is, again, a state placer. Lucas Dopp from Adrian Madison. Sean Samuels from Blissfield. And then Sam Adams is the alternate from Adrian.
Okay.
So, yeah, so not a, you know, pretty good one. Again, multiple state placers in that bracket. And then 138 is might be, if you looked at it on paper, one of the toughest weights in the tournament.
Okay. Right?
So it's pretty good. Gage Rothman from Blissfield is the one. Beckett Campbell from Hudson is the two. Lucas Leonard from Adrian Madison is the three. And then Caden Young from Adrian is the four. Right. And then Michael Defer from Tecumseh is the alternate. Right. So that one was tough because you have a lot of really good records. But with the Super 16 happening last weekend, like Leonard placed ahead of Caden Young at that tournament. So that moves him ahead of him. And then Beckett Campbell placed ahead of both of them, which moves him ahead of them.
Right.
Right.
And if I'm not mistaken, at least a couple of those were state placers last year, if not all three of the top three seeds.
Yes. Yeah. They all have state experience.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Yep, so that's a good one. You know, like I said, might be pound for pound the toughest weight in the tournament. And then you jump to 144. Owen Loop from Hudson is the one. Remy Yankeef from Blissfield is the two. Mikey Santiago from Adrian is the three. And then Max Martin from Tecumseh is the four. Landon Moore from Adrian Madison is the alternate at that one. Right. So not a lot of head to head there, but you do have, you know, like Owen Loop wrestled at the state tournament last year, right, for Hudson and actually won this tournament last year. Mm-hmm. So that propels him up towards the top.
Right? All right. Let's keep him rolling. Yeah.
150 pounds. Tegan Cunningham of Onsted is the one seed. Lucian Hepker from Hudson is the two seed. Jason Robinson from Blissfield is the three seed. Carson Andrews from Adrian is the four seed. And Manuel Bowman from Adrian Madison is the alternate or the five.
Okay.
Right.
So, all righty.
You know, so a lot of names that are, you know, Tegan Cunningham is a senior now. He's been around. You know, he's been in this tournament multiple times.
Yep.
So 157 pounds. Jacob Pickford from Hudson is the one. He's a two-time state placer. Cliff Jones from Clinton is the two. Joseph Clark from Addison is the three. Adam Stutzman from Blissfield is the four. And then Jace Miller from Adrian is the five, or the alternate, right? So this one was interesting. I remember this from last night because Pickford jumps up there. He's a two-time state placer, right? Clifford Jones is 12-1.
Hmm.
And he's the two seed, right? Joseph Clark is 31-4 as the three seed.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yes, that's a tough one, right? That's a tough one. And then Stutzman's 24-10, and his only the only common we had at this weight was him and Clark did wrestle.
Okay.
Right? So.
Okay.
And then Clark also defeated Jace Miller of Adrian, which, you know, kind of brought the backside of that bracket into
play.
Yeah.
Or into shape.
Right, which was an interesting one. I remember that one from last night. 165 pounds, Jalen Borders is the one seed. Thomas Deharsh from Adrian is the two. Devin Brigman from Hudson is the three. Dylan England from Onsted is the four. And Colton Sizer from Blissfield is the five or the alternate. Right.
Good to hear Thomas's name in there after missing all of football season with that injury.
Yeah, I mean, and he's been in it before. Yeah, I want to say he was in it as a sophomore and a junior.
Yep.
So I think people recognize that he's a, you know, pretty solid wrestler. He just doesn't have a ton of matches under his belt.
Right.
Because, you know, he's just coming back.
Right.
175 is another one that I thought was a pretty good bracket for us. So at the one seed is Bryce Randolph from Clinton, who's 20-2. The two seed is Xavier Gibbs from Onstead, who's 20-3. John Breckel from Adrian is 22-7 as the three seed. And Liam Tuckey from Tecumseh is the four seed. Mason Reuter rounds out that you know, as that bracket the as the alternate from coming out of Hudson.
Good.
So, yeah. Pretty solid there. You know, a lot again, a lot of experience at the state meet.
Sure.
On that bracket. 190. Baron Mansfield from Hudson is the one. Graydon Whelan from Clinton is the two.
Freshman, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, 21-5. I mean, having a good year.
Yeah.
You know, Colby Olivares from Adrian is the three. And then Cruz Torres from Tecumseh is the four. And Patrick Pangborn from Onstead is the five. Right? Or the alternate.
Good solid
there,
so. Bracket there.
Yeah. Yeah, that one will be that'll be fun to watch because you do have a lot of young wrestlers in that bracket.
And that's unusual at the bigger weight classes. So interesting.
And that'll be a good one to watch to see how they handle all the atmosphere, if you will.
Sure. Right?
215 pounds. Kenny Sledge is the one. Lincoln McFate from Addison is the two. Trevor Gritzmaker from Adrian Madison is the three. Landon Lakotas from Clinton is the four. And then Yari Morales Avalos from Adrian is the five, or the alternate there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, a lot of young kids there too, which again is interesting at those upper weights.
Yeah,
that's where we are. You know, and then 285 pounds, the final one. Hamza Rafferty from Clinton is the one, and he's been in this tournament multiple times.
Yeah,
right? He's
state
been around,
placer. Yeah.
Logan Russell from Adrian Madison is the two. Malachi Marshall from Hudson is the three. Noah Marks from Blissfield is the four. And then actually because of, you know, limited heavyweights in the county, Yari Morales Avalos from Adrian, who's been going back and forth, is actually also the alternate at 285.
Hmm.
So kind of a unique situation there.
And I feel like from last year's tournament, the first three in that weight class that you mentioned were all in it last year. And I feel like the top two wrestled each other for the championship last year, if
yes.
I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep, that is correct. So, and you'll see a lot of, you know, there's a lot of
repeaters.
Repeat names
sure,
in here, right?
Sure.
You know, a lot of matchups. And a lot of kids, you know, they like this tournament because there's no other way that they would see some of these kids.
Right.
You know?
And it is a chance because you're wrestling good people to build a resume when you get seated for individual districts and then consequently if you advance to regionals, a chance to, you know, win some good matches that will help your seating later on in the state tournament.
Right. So, yeah, it's great. I mean, it's a great event, you know, and we just want to make sure we try to continue to run it well and do it right and, you know, bring back. It's really cool to bring back all those Hall of Famers.
Sure.
And let them kind of see the thing that – one of the things I find interesting is when we bring back guys that are going to the Hall of Fame from, let's just say, previous years, right? A little more experienced.
Mm-hmm.
It's always interesting to hear their take on how wrestling has changed.
Sure. Right? Well, you're going to have some guys there being inducted into the Hall of Fame from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some individual wrestlers maybe from the 80s. So, again, that's 50, 40 years ago, and the sport certainly has changed from that time when they were there. For the listeners, Chad, obviously this is Friday night at Adrian College. Mm-hmm. Can you give them some information about the tournament itself, like what time,
all that
kind of stuff?
So the actual first round will start at 5.
Okay.
So that very first, so the 1-4, 2-3 round will start at 5. The girls' brackets will start. And we're projecting with how many brackets we have and what we're doing. The Hall of Fame ceremony is approximated at about 6:45.
Okay.
So about 6:45, we'll induct, right, the teams, the individuals, right, the coach, and kind of go through that. That usually takes about 30 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll clear the mats, kind of do a little thing, and we're hoping to start the second round by 7:30.
And that generally, I mean, kind of it goes as quick, obviously, as the result of the match.
Right, but right.
If you get a lot of pins, it could go quicker than usual. But I've seen it there many years where almost every match goes three periods or at least part of that third period before, you know, someone gets pinned.
So how many matches do you have out at one time?
Two.
Two mats.
Two mats, yep. Yep, so we wrestle one weight class at a time.
Could you fit three in there?
No.
I didn't think so. My thinking was if the girls' tournament continues to grow, would there ever be room for a third mat and just do the girls' matches all on one?
No, I mean, I don't think that's not what that facility was built for, right?
Sure, right.
But I do think nobody – I mean, we've done it a couple years, and I'm sure people still do it, where they take certain teams, or I know we took our team 1 year afterwards to, like, Ann Arbor Huron the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But the vast majority of people don't compete the next day, so we're not in a rush. Right?
Okay.
Like, if it gets over at 9:30
– right.
So be it. That's not the end of the world there.
It's for those kids, so why rush it? You know, I mean, now, if it gets done at 8:30 because matches are over, it's over.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
Do you have the names of the inductees?
I do. Well, I want to make sure I don't skip around here. So all of our inductees, you know, going in with this class, so the 1974 Madison team, they would be the team that we induct, right?
Okay.
State champions.
Yep.
Gail Chenal, who was their coach, who's already in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
Is actually coming back from North Carolina for
that. Oh, wow.
Which is a cool thing to, you know, have these people come back for. Right?
His son played football for me at Green High. Yeah, yeah, Jason.
So he'll be there to, you know, to receive that plaque. And then the coach that we're going to honor this year is Tim Connors out of Tecumseh. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be good to have him there. He'll be there with his family. And then the wrestlers would be Jesse Seeler out of Blissfield, who will be in attendance. Kevin King from Adrian Madison, 1974 state champ, will be in attendance. Jeff Cruz, 1974 state champ from Madison, will also be in attendance. Sam Meehan from Sand Creek, who is a state champ.
Yep.
He actually lives in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
And he's coming back for
it. Nice. Yep. Very nice.
So it's very cool to get them back. Ethan Lambis from Onsted, who is Onsted's only state champ. Ethan tragically lost his life in a car accident last year.
Mm.
So, but his family's going to be there. Mother and dad are going to accept the plaque for
Very
him.
Cool.
And then John Ahern from Tecumseh, 2005 state champion out of Tecumseh.
Yeah, I remember John.
Be there. Yep, and he'll
mostly
be there.
As a football player, but I do remember him wrestling.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, it'll be great, you know, have representation from everybody there. And I think it'll be packed, I would say.
Get there early.
Find a parking spot.
Because there's a hockey game.
There is.
Okay.
Yeah. So, or carpool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I might have you pick me up.
Yep. All right. So. Well, Chad, we want to thank you for being here and giving us here the update on the seedings for wrestling. Again, it's going to be on Friday night beginning at 6 o'clock. Is that right?
Five o'clock.
And we will be carrying the Hall of Fame induction ceremony and the finals rounds on Lenawee TV. Jeff Bowman and Jeff Rowland, longtime Clinton coach, will be on the call.